You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at London Paddington Station at a demo of the very much talked about Glide product from company Glidance. I'm currently joined by Nikki Davies, someone who has tested Glide just now. Can you tell us, before you came here, what were your hopes with Glide?
Well, to be honest, I was hoping for pretty much what I got, because I've been from almost the beginning, I've been really following the whole development of Glide. And I've been very interested in how it's developing. And I went to Site Village and I tried it out there. So I was expecting it to do what it did, which was to be able to walk me around, guide me around obstacles, people. And I was expecting it to have developed, which it has. The last time I tried it at Site Village, it was very good, but it was in its earlier stages. Now it's much more intelligent. It was looking out for obstacles. It was stopping when people walked in front of us. It was guiding me around people and things. And it had three buttons, which it didn't have the last time I tried it, where I could press each button. The first one, you press to go, the one in the middle, you press to go straight ahead. The one on the left, you press to go left. And the one on the right, you press to go right. So it's quite intuitive as well.
And how did you find pressing the buttons? Did you think that was better than not having them?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because you have autonomy of where you're going.
How did you find using Glide as opposed to using other mobility aids? Did you find it comfortable, or did you feel a bit apprehensive because it's kind of a new device?
I find it really comfortable. I mean, I did have a guide dog, and it reminded me of my guide dog. I found it really comfortable because you set the pace as well, so I could walk at my own speed. And in Paddington, it's very busy, as you know. So it's like I could go at a nice, even speed because there's lots of people around at the moment.
When it comes to, me being a guide dog owner myself, I was chatting to Amos from Glidance after my demo, and I said the fact that I had the idea of a motion of following the harness helped massively with getting comfortable with using Glide. Did you find that as well?
Yes, absolutely. And holding it lightly, so that you can feel the moves and the nuances and the changes as you walk around.
So having used Glide and have given it a go in multiple versions, you know, what would you like to see improve based on the demo you've just done?
Well, I think what they're talking about at the moment is just, first of all, for it to be totally able to replace your existing mobility aid, which is, I mean, as they develop the intelligence, that will happen. And then eventually, I'm very excited what they're talking about, because eventually they will set it so that it can you can program routes into it. It will be looking for things like doors and elevators and steps. It will be able to speak, you know. You'll be able to use it in conjunction with your mobility, like Google Maps or Blind Square or whatever you use. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the future, and I don't think it's going to be too long away before they release the actual first Glides, and then they'll do over-the-air updates. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. And they don't have pre-orders at the moment, but once they do, will you be placing one, or do you need to see more improvements first?
Oh no, I've put myself down on the list. And I've paid my deposit, and I'm definitely gonna get one.
Fantastic, Nikki Davies. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.